Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show, Maria Ochoa. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to meet you. And let's dive right in. In July 2020, you and your husband, PGA Tour professional Camilo Villegas, lost your 22-month-old daughter, Mia, after she battled brain and spinal cancer. And I'm just heartbroken for you both, as the entire golf community certainly is. And I just wanted to first express my sympathy and see how you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We are, of course, heartbroken. You know, grief is something that you never completely heal from it, but you learn and you grow a lot from it. So I am, growing and healing, and but we're also enjoying our beautiful baby boy. He's 4 months old, Mateo.
Oh, congratulations, Mateo. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So we're staying in the present and being grateful to have Mateo with us, and always grateful to have had Mia with us.
So where do you get your strength, Maria? You and Camilo have been so inspirational in how you've been dealing with the loss of Mia. It's such a tragic loss. There really are no words to express how heartbroken we are and how much you feel.
Yes. Well, you know, people always ask me that, where do I get my strength from? And honestly, it comes from, of course, from within. I think in reality, it comes from love, from God, especially. And, it's from Mia. She's my, my little angel. She lights my path, as I always said. And I promised her that I was going to honor her life. And part of honoring her life is enjoying our life and being happy, because, we know she would want us to be happy. And so, yes, I have like this strength that comes from the deep love we have from her. And when you go through like experiences like we went through, you learn to appreciate the little things in life, and to be grateful for so many things. But yeah, so I think that's where my strength comes. But I also have really, really hard days and moments, and I allow myself to go through them when they show up.
Well, tell us about Mia's Miracles Foundation, because I know you really wanted to help families with young children who are going through what you both went through. And the second part, to recognize the frontline heroes who help them, which I think is amazingly noble. So tell us about Mia's Miracles Foundation.
Of course. So Camilo and I, we always knew that we wanted to do something in service of our communities. And previously we had established the Camilo Villegas Foundation. When we went to the hospital with Mia, I knew that our mission, God has given us a mission. And that's when we said, okay, we're going to change plans. And it's going to be the Mia's Miracles Foundation. And, we want to help children and families that are going through similar situations that we went through. So that's our mission, you know, to help, to be there for them. I know from personal experience, I mean, we were in the hospital with Mia for about 4.5 months. We never really left the hospital. We were always with her. So with that experience, I really got to know, you know, like what families go through. And we were very lucky because we had a lot of like great health insurance. And then we also had great support from our families, emotional support. Mia at the time was our only child, so I could be with her 24/7. And this was all during COVID, so Camilo wasn't playing golf, so we could be with her the whole time. And during this time, I realized that I wanted to be there for other families and for children and bring joy to their life. And joy, you know, for them shows up in different ways, but sometimes it's financial support to the families, sometimes it's activities for the children. Sometimes it's therapies that are not covered by the insurance. So we have many different programs that we work, but they're all focused on supporting families that are, you know, going through such hardships.
Just an incredible idea. I think both you and Mia are truly angels. And I know part of the foundation I was reading also recognizes the frontline heroes who help.
Absolutely. Yes. They're amazing. I mean, and the nurses, as I said, because we were there 24/7 for almost 4.5 months, I really got to know them and they got to know us as a family. And I got to see the what they go through. And, you know, these people, they care for our children with so much love, and they get emotionally, you know, attached to some of them, and they become, like, for the parents, they become our friends. They become, sometimes they have to be like our therapists, because we you know, we go through so many emotions, and they're there to support us. And I wanted to give back to them in a way. And when I asked them, they said that they would love to have a place in the hospital where they could like unplug for even like 10, 15 minutes where they could like either rest or, you know, have like that. We call it the serenity space. And they told me, we want to like recreate the energy that you had in Mia's room. Cause like, so Mia's room, I made it. I was like, okay, she's going to be here. This is going to be like her, not home, but kind of. So I made it happy. It was all about rainbows. I always had like the oil diffuser music. So they would call it like the spa. So they were like, we want that energy. So I worked with my friend, interior designer, Amy Lee, and she helped me like recreate like a serenity space for them. So there's like chair massage, foot massager, oil diffuser, and it's like a very zen place for them. And we have that partnership with Nicklaus Children's Hospital, and we're going to have 6 serenity rooms on each unit for the different, you know, for oncology, for PQ, for all the different neurology, NICU.
Which hospital is that, Maria?
Nicklaus Children's Hospital in Miami.
Oh, wow. That is wonderful. You know, I don't talk about my personal life too much on the radio, but 24 years ago, I founded a foundation called the Anne LaGuardia Foundation, where I raised money for cancer research. I lost my dad when he was 63 to cancer. I was in college, and a year and a half later, my brother passed with leukemia. He was only 22. I can't imagine what it is like to lose a child. I know my mother did, and we just lost my mother last year. She was 95. God bless her. But I really believe you can't do enough to work to raise money and awareness like you're doing for cancer research, for all these amazing causes, as you say, to help these families, because, you know, we are fortunate. We, you know, we have health insurance and we have emotional support from our loved ones, but it's still, I mean, it's so difficult. You know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think of my dad and my brother and my mother. And I have a cousin who died of cancer. Cancer has hit so many of us directly or indirectly. And I just don't think you can do enough to try to fight the and help the cause.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And first of all, I'm sorry for your loss. It's and the way you're honoring their lives too. It's beautiful. And then, you know, one beautiful silver lining about this whole thing is like you get to meet a lot of people that heal through helping others. And that is really amazing. But yeah, I mean, there's so much work to do. It's overwhelming when you start to think about it, like, how can we change, you know, how can we? And so to me right now, I said, I'm going to do what I can, right? Because I cannot change the world, but I can maybe change the life of people that I have around me, or at least try. And, you know, that's what we're doing. We're trying to make the world a better place. And we're trying to be there for others the same way as others were there for us when we needed it.
I know you're working with Royal Albatross, which is a premium golf and lifestyle brand. And how did you connect with Alex Bartholomew, the founder and creative director of Royal Albatross? And how did this rainbow-inspired shoe in Mia's memory, how did that all come about?
Yeah, so they reached out to us when they found out about our story and Mia, and they were inspired by her, you know. It's so beautiful. Like every time, all the collaborations we have had, they happen so organically, and they're all moved from love. You know, she's a mom, so of course, like we all, you know, connect in that way. And they reached out to us. They wanted to do the shoe collaboration, and then we started working on it. And the result was absolutely beautiful. And thanks to them, we're gonna be able to support families and to, you know, continue with our mission and honor Mia's life.
I know a percentage from every shoe that they sell will support Mia's Miracles. And if you want any information or if you care to make a donation, you can go to Mia's, MIAS-miracles.org. And it's just so admirable how you and Camilo are handling this and all the support you're giving to so many people, Maria. So let's shift gears and talk about your husband. Now, you know, Camilo, he has, boy, what a career he's had on the PGA Tour. He has 4 wins on the PGA Tour. He's won internationally. He's won in Japan. He's won in South America. I know you both met in Colombia. You're both from Colombia. When you were, did I read 12 years old?
Yes. Yeah. So we're from the same city and like same town. We had friends in common since we were, you know, super young. So yeah, I've known him since we were 12 years old. Yeah.
Do you play golf as well?
No, and I still don't play golf. But I enjoy watching Camilo. But yeah, you know, we've known each other forever.
So his last victory came at the Wyndham Championship back in 2014. And it's so great to see him playing again. I know he's gotten some sponsor exemptions, and he's been playing, what, 5 straight weeks, right?
Yes. Yes. He's playing 5 weeks in a row. This is his 3rd one. So we should have him back in 2 weeks.
he's been on the road, but at Harbortown, he made the cut, which is great. Uh-huh. The RBC Heritage, he was tied for 59th. He finished at even par. Then he played with Kyle Stanley in the match play in New Orleans. Yes. Yes. And he's going to be in Mexico this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. And it was really fun because we were with him in Hilton Head, which is a place that I love. And we brought the baby. So we had a good week that week.
How has he been able to focus on golf? Because, you know, dealing with such tragedy, it's so difficult. You just really have to pull that strength from above. How is your husband being able to focus and play golf again?
Well, you know, for Camilo, you know, I talked about healing mechanisms and tools, and golf has been that for him. Camilo is a hardworking man. He's very disciplined, goal oriented, and golf, I think it's like the place where he goes and he like focus, and he doesn't think about anything else other than like the goal he has in his job. And so in a way, I think it's like a safe place for him to go, and it gives him like that peace when he needs it. So yeah. And I mean, Camilo is incredibly disciplined, as I said. So he's always in working mode.
So what did you first think when you saw his Spider-Man style of reading the greens before he putts?
Well, as I said before, I'm like not like the most like super golf knowledgeable person, but I thought it was really cool. And he has a very athletic body, and he can, you know, he's been to yoga with me and he does a better job. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. He doesn't do it anymore because now it hurts his knee a little bit. But yeah, it was a very unique move from him.
It certainly is a signature style. And I understand that he is a workout fanatic, that he has said his mentor and inspiration is Gary Player.
Yes, for sure. Gary is amazing. I mean, Gary has more energy than any 20-year-old that I've met, and he's been a great inspiration for Camilo. Camilo, yes, he's crazy about sports. He loves cycling. He loves working out in the gym. Here where we live on the water, so he goes out on the paddle board all the time, and of course golf. So he wishes he had more time to practice more sports.
Well, you and Camilo are, as I said, are such inspirations to so many people. What comforting words can you share before I let you go for other families who may be going through similar situations as what you both went through?
Oh my gosh. It's hard because we all get comfort in different ways, but I will say, trust the process. It's so hard. It's really hard. But once you find that peace within, and that I guess God has given me, is to trust the process of my daughter's life, and know that she's forever with me. She lives within me. And so I guess, you know, that's my comfort. I always say she didn't go anywhere. She's here with me.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Maria Ochoa, my best to you always. Please tell Carmelo we said hello, and give Mateo a hug for me. Would you please?
Yes. Thank you so much.
And all the best with Mia's Miracles. Once again, the website is mias-miracles.org.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.